A story I came across today is where a teacher helps prevent bullying and loneliness in her classroom. So every Friday, she asks kids to write down the names of four students they want to sit next to prevent loneliness and bullying. And so what I liked about this method is I feel like it's less invasive on the student, and it doesn't feel like they're being called out as to who they want to sit next to and get to know better. And one of the students come in and video and said that, "I feel like we're a team now." And I wish they had this when I was back in school, is because I feel like each one of us, you know, was connected to our close groups, and we never got to break out and get to know the other students and what some of their creative ideas they could have brought to the table for projects and papers and other presentations. And so a couple activities I had in mind was to teach students to prevent bullying and loneliness is maybe do presentations on the effects of bullying and how it can affect the student's physical and mental health. Also presenting a speech as well on the effects of bullying. And so maybe bullying kind of goes back to where how the student is coping at home and the different things that might be going on as well. So maybe, you know, you can bring up an issue the student might be struggling with and maybe try to see how you can turn the situation to a positive. Role play is also good. And also, I feel like maybe building a collage to represent respect as well. So I hope that these activities and the story has been a good light on you if you've ever struggled with bullying or you happen to know of a child that might be dealing with this issue in school. I hope to see you on the other side.